This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Waide Lang Pariyat. The headlines for today are: Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma met his Meghalaya counterpart Conrad Sangma at his office in Guwahati. Tripura Renewable Energy Development Agency sets target to use roofs of all government buildings to generate solar power. Mortal remains of Nagaland Governor La Ganesan cremated with full state and military honours in Chennai. Shillong Lajong FC defeated Indian Navy 2-1 and advanced to the semi-final of the Durand Cup football tournament for the second successive year in Shillong. And now the news in detail. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma met his Meghalaya counterpart Conrad A. Sangma at his office in Guwahati and held discussions on various issues. Himanta Biswa Sarma said that he had an excellent discussion with the Chief Minister of Meghalaya, Conrad K. Sangma. Sarma even posted this on X. The two chief ministers discussed a wide gamut of issues to strengthen the mutual growth of both the sister states, he said. Sarma, however, did not elaborate on the issues discussed by the chief ministers of the two neighbouring states. The two chief ministers had last met on June 2nd and agreed to erect border pillars in 5 among the 6 of the total 12 disputed areas by Independence Day. The two states had signed an agreement in March 2022 to resolve the border dispute in 6 areas. Border pillars were decided to be constructed in 5 areas and not in the 6th at Pilingata, as there were some differences of interpretation, because of which the deputy commissioners of both the states were scheduled to discuss the matter. The Tripura Renewable Energy Development Agency has set a target to use the roofs of all government buildings in the state to generate solar power, an official said yesterday. According to a recent survey, the northeastern state has around 2,000 government buildings. Around 70 megawatt power could be generated by installing rooftop solar panels, it showed. The move came in the backdrop of reduced output in 4 of the 5 gas-based power plants in Tripura due to shortage of adequate gas supply, officials said. The Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, inaugurated a series of key development projects aimed at boosting sports infrastructure and community facilities in the region. The Union Minister dedicated the newly constructed Assam Cricket Association Pavilion and Indoor Cricket Hall in Dibrugarh, marking a new chapter in the district's sporting landscape. He also inaugurated development works at Bindhakata Higher Secondary School worth 90 lakh rupees, as well as a newly built additional classroom block worth 51.22 lakh rupees. Further, Sonowal inaugurated a modern gymnasium facility at Mulukgaon Udipta Yuvak Sangha, installed at a cost of rupees 10 lakh under his MPLAD funds for 2022-23 and 2023-24. Tripura Agriculture Minister inaugurates mega organic mango and jackfruit plantation program. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Ratan Lal Nath yesterday inaugurated a mega organic mango and jackfruit plantation program at Lefunga, Tripura. The initiative, organized under the Mission Organic Value Chain Development for Northeastern Region Phase 4, reflects the government's growing emphasis on fruit cultivation and organic farming. Speaking at the event, Mr. Nath highlighted that over 27,000 farmers in Tripura are currently engaged in organic farming, with 26,000 hectares of land already sanctioned for this purpose. He further informed that farmers receive rupees 17,000 per hectare, along with necessary equipment and other benefits from the government to promote organic practices. Tripura Chief Minister Professor Dr. Manik Saha said that police and other security agencies have been instructed to take strict action against people involved in drug smuggling. The amount of drugs destroyed and seized has increased significantly. Apart from this, Tripura is many steps ahead of other states in the country in blood donation, he said. Dr. Saha said this while inaugurating a voluntary blood donation camp organized by the Aurobindo Sangha at the AD Nagar Higher Secondary School grounds in Agartala yesterday. The mortal remains of Nagaland Governor La Ganesan were cremated with full state and military honours in Chennai yesterday. The sandal casket containing the body of Mr. Ganesan, draped in the national flag, was accorded full state and military honours with a 42-gun salute as a mark of respect to the veteran leader. The final rites were conducted at the Besant Nagar Crematorium, where his mortal remains were consigned. Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Rio, along with Deputy Chief Ministers T.R. Zeliang and Y. Patton, Chief Secretary Senthiyangir Inchen, DGP Rupin Sharma and other officials, attended the state funeral and cremation of Governor La Ganesan. Chief Minister Dr. Nephew Rio paid a floral tribute on behalf of the government of Nagaland. A solemn memorial service was held at Raj Bhavan, Kohima yesterday to honour the life, service, leadership and dedication of the late Nagaland Governor La Ganesan. The service was attended by members of the Nagaland Legislative Assembly who gathered to pay final respects and floral tributes to the departed leader. Assembly Speaker Sharangain Longkumar described the gathering as a fellowship of love and remembrance, expressing deep sorrow at the passing of the Governor. In keeping with the Naga tradition, where the home of the departed is never left empty, the speaker said the fellowship at Raj Bhavan was a gesture of solidarity with the governor's family. The governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Purnaik, retired, has expressed grief over the sudden and untimely demise of the governor of Nagaland, Sri La Ganesan. Extending his condolences, the governor said late Ganesan was a venerable statesman and an exemplary leader and a devoted social activist who worked tirelessly for the welfare of the people and upheld the highest values of integrity and humility in public life. He called late Ganesan's distinguished service as governor of Manipur, West Bengal and Nagaland, as well as the warmth with which he connected with people across all walks of life. Late Ganesan visited Arunachal Pradesh in March of 2025. The North East Frontier Railway and IIT Guwahati have collaborated to introduce biodegradable and compostable materials as a replacement for conventional plastic to ensure environmental sustainability, officials have said. As a pilot initiative, NFR has introduced eco-friendly green bedroll bags on its trains, replacing traditional plastic bags used for distributing linen to passengers. Developed at IIT Guwahati's in-house research and development facility, the bioplastic degrades in compost within a short time, according to an official release. In Arunachal Pradesh, under the Indian Army's Operation Sadbhavana initiative, an Arogyam Health and Wellness Centre was inaugurated at Dajong in Tawang district yesterday. The centre was inaugurated by Tawang Deputy Commissioner Namgyal Angmo. Equipped with basic life-saving facilities, the centre aims to provide timely health support to villagers and tourists visiting the high-altitude regions of Thingbu, Mago, Jethang and Luguthang in the district. The Deputy Commissioner also expressed gratitude to the Indian Army for establishing the centre and dedicating it to the villagers. The inauguration of the Arogyam Health and Wellness Centre marks a significant step towards strengthening rural healthcare access and promoting wellness in the high-altitude areas of Tawang district. As part of a nationwide effort to sensitize citizens about the ill effects of substance abuse, a two-day drug awareness campaign was jointly organized by Narcotics Control Bureau and Central Bureau of Communication in Guwahati. The initiative sought to mobilize public support for building a drug-free India and to encourage communities to actively resist the menace of narcotics. To reach people directly, a series of street plays, Nukat Natak, was staged at key public locations including Guwahati Railway Station, City Centre Mall and Assam State Zoo. The campaign also familiarised people with Andamanas Helpline 1933, encouraging them to report any drug-related incidents or information. In Manipur, Krishna Janmashtami was celebrated across the state, marking the birthday celebration for Lord Krishna. The main celebration is being held at Sri Sri Govindaji Temple and ISKCON Mandir, both located in Imphal. A large number of devotees visited these temples to offer prayer to Lord Krishna, and Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla inaugurated a seminar on Krishna Tattva character building and released a special souvenir and launched the official website of ISKCON. The governor said that qualities like kindness, purity, non-violence and compassion should guide daily living, especially at a time when globalization and technology bring new challenges. In sports, Shillong Lajong FC defeated Indian Navy 2-1 and advanced to the semi-final of the Durand Cup football tournament for the second successive year in Shillong yesterday. Second-half goals from Damatpang Lingdo and Everbright Sansana Malimpada gave the home side the victory after Vijay Marandi had given the Indian Navy the lead in the first half of the first quarter-final match. Shillong Lajong will face defending champions North East United in the semi-finals in Shillong on August 19th in a repeat of last year's last four clash. In the other quarter-final match of the day, played in Assam's Kokrajhar, North East United overpowered Bodoland FC 4-0 in front of a packed Sai Stadium. Moroccan striker Alaeddin Ajarai scored in the 29th and 61st minute of the match. Spaniard Andy Garcia scored the 53rd minute goal and substitute Parthip Gogoi scored in the second minute of the extra time, adding their names to the score sheet. In a proud display of unity, culture and patriotism, the Governor of Meghalaya, C.H. Vijayashankar, hosted the state's traditional at-home reception at the historic Raj Bhavan to mark the 79th Independence Day of India. The gathering was attended by Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma, members of the Legislative Assembly, senior officials, defence personnel, distinguished citizens and representatives from different walks of life. The elegant lawns of Raj Bhavan, glowing under the illumination of the tricolour, served as the backdrop for a meticulously organised ceremony that honoured India's legacy of freedom, showcased Meghalaya's cultural heritage and celebrated the achievements of exceptional individuals from across the country. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akash Vani Shillong. Have a nice day.